أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد مننا على موسى وهارون. In the previous ayat we read about the slaughtering of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had fulfilled the command of Allah, and what the great virtues of Qurbani are till today. One important point also is that the Jews, they try and force the issue that it was Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam that was slaughtered, which is totally wrong, because historically also, chronologically, if we follow the events, it's impossible that it was Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. But just because of the enmity, hatred and jealousy of the Arabs, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, solely for that reason, they've shifted the whole emphasis from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam to Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, from where all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel were born. Ulama have presented up to 15 proofs, clearly to prove that it was Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam whom Allah had made Zabihullah, who was to be slaughtered, and not Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Further, Allah Ta'ala mentions the third instance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of Musa and Harun alayhi salam in the surah. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَحَارُونَ اور ہم نے احسان کیا موسیٰ اور حارون پر. We also showed our great favors on Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, that we had blessed them with nabuwat, and we had blessed them with great ni'mats from our side. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ اور بچا دیا ہم نے ان کو اور ان کے قوم کو اس بری گھبراہت سے. And we had saved Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam from that great event which caused great disturbance mentally, physically, in every way. That is when Fir'aun and his people were drowned, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun went into the water, and Allah opened the ways in the made 12 water paths for them, clear dry paths in the water, and he and his entire nation, the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala had saved them completely and destroyed Fir'aun in front of their eyes in that same rivers in which he claimed that he is the Lord and the God of those rivers, and they flow by his command. Allah destroyed him in those very same rivers. So in this very great, like we had the tsunami some years ago, like that a much more greater event of water flooding everywhere, but how Allah Ta'ala had saved them. Just as Allah Ta'ala had saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the true believers who were with him, like that Allah Ta'ala had saved Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, and the true believers. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُهُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ اور ان کو ہم نے مدد کی تو رہے وہی غالب. And we had helped them, and they were the ones who came out on top. This was the system of Allah Ta'ala all along. There would be a fight between the truth and falsehood, between haq and batil, but the truth eventually triumphed. Always he who laughs the last laughs the best. So those people who persevere on the truth, even today, those who maintain the truth, eventually they are triumphant. For a while, the people of Batil make a big noise, especially in today's times in the various media sources. But eventually the truth and righteousness is left for those people who follow the truth. وَآتَيْنَاهُمَ الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ اور ہم نے دی ان کو کتاب واضح. And we gave them a very clear kitab, the Torah, that we had given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam followed it also immaculately. This was also a great favor of Allah, the revelation of the Torah. وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ اور Sujai unko sidihra, and we gave them and taught them and guided them towards the straight path. That is also a very great ni'mat of Allah when a person is blessed with the straight path, and a much more greater ni'mat when he hasn't got any doubts on it. He's walking the correct straight path, he has got no doubts whatsoever, and he's got complete conviction on what he's doing. That's also a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, many people are plagued with various types of doubts all the time. These wasawis, and then the quality of the ibadat also becomes very weak. They become very lax in their ibadat also. This is also a ni'mat from Allah, that a person does not have any doubts and he sees his path very, very clearly. And this could be easily understood if we are traveling physically in this dunya by road and we are doubtful that am I on the right path or not. We know how much of mental anxiety it causes to a person. And another person who knows I'm on the right path, that person has got so much of itminan. And especially if you have just got a few minutes to reach your destination, and if you are doubtful whether I'm on the right path or wrong path, that person suffers great, great mental anxiety. And so this spiritually also, a person who knows and convinced and has got no doubts that he's on the right path, that person has got great, great mental peace of mind and contentment of heart. And a person who has got doubts is deprived of a very great ni'mat.
Well, when is it?
وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ اور باقی رکھا ان پر پچھلے لوگوں میں. And we had kept their remembrance alive in the people of the past also, the people of the future, the latter people. For example, in the Quran Sharif alone, the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned 29 places out of the 30 suparas. In this way, Allah has kept their remembrance alive. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salam hai Musa aur Harun par. The peace of Allah Ta'ala on Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. And Allah has made the system that any Muslim who will take the name of Musa alayhi salam will automatically say after his name alayhi salam. And the name of Harun, then automatically he will say alayhi salam. So Allah has kept their remembrance alive. Allah has kept peace upon them alive also. And not by their followers. Today they don't respect the Torah, the Injil, as what the Muslims respect even the Anbiya. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Muslims have greatest respect for him, more than what the Christians also have got. They will just call him Jesus. A Muslim will automatically say Isa alayhi salam. They will just say Moses. A Muslim will automatically say Musa alayhi salam. So these are the people, the followers of the Quran, the Muslims, who have in amongst whom Allah has kept the names of these great people alive, and that also with great respect and honor.
Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin, hum yu dete hai badla neki karne walon ko.
And this was not only for them. Allah says, whoever does good, we keep their names alive. And we see that in the history of Islam also, those people who were dedicated to Islam and the service of Islam and the Muslims, Allah has kept their names greatly alive. And their names are taken with great respect and awe and honor. Whereas other people's names, where if it's a scientist, if it's anybody else, his name is just taken just as a name. And that also by hardly any person. The amount or the name taken of the righteous and the pious is the most amongst the Muslims. And this is the way that Allah keeps them alive and keeps their remembrance alive and keeps praises and honor and du'as for them alive also all the time.
Innahuma min ibadina al-mu'mineen. Tahqeeq wa dono hai hamare imandar بندوں میں. Undoubtedly both of them were the true servants who brought iman upon us. Iman is the basic and first quality that we should have properly, and then all the other qualities, and especially those people who serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala, they Allah Ta'ala gives them very great honor, not only in their lifetime but even after they have passed away, people remember them with great reverence and with duas and with great love all the time.